Light turned green. I bike through. He angrily turns as fast as he can, yells faggot, which I took as a compliment on the shirt that I was wearing. Because I don't normally dress particularly nicely, but I was wearing a nice shirt at the time. And afterwards, I was thinking, what would I have actually done if that guy had gotten out of his car? I would not have been able to dismount my bike, grab my U-lock, and get in a fight with this guy. So when the rules go out the window, everybody, good luck. Good luck.
I just want you guys all to know on the podcast, Steve is armed. It's kind of frightening. Let's put that away. Put that away. There are rules here.
He's locked and loaded.
And with that, Shelby Monken, everybody. Funny how that worked out.
Intro I could have hoped for. Damn it.
Okay.
No, Shelby, not that chair.
We're not doing this again. So, this story is a birthday present for someone. So, my dad is one of my best friends on the planet. We are very close. And we talk a lot. My dad is very talkative. Nicest guy you'd ever meet. 5 foot tall. That's where my Japanese comes from. And could talk to anyone. He's the kind of person that will strike up conversations with people that are checking out and with him in the grocery store. He'll talk to anyone. He's one of my best friends. And so whenever we talk, which is normally for long periods of time, we tend to talk about 3 things. Always. No matter what else is happening. Roller coasters. Seriously. We're obsessed. We go on trips frequently to Cedar Point, to different places, and ride roller coasters and talk obsessively about the specs of the ones that are out and their designers, and we get too excited about it. It always seems to come up. Less so now, but especially when I was younger. 2, video games. My dad is a huge nerd. He's more of a Diablo fan. I do a little bit more platforming, but we always are talking about what he's playing, what he's picked up. Chatting about things. And we played Team Fortress together, which is kind of fun. But the number one thing that always comes up when my dad and I talk is hockey. We are both tremendous hockey fans. We both play ice hockey, we help coach together, and we're big fans of the Washington Capitals. Die hard. We bleed red, which is natural but also true. Hockey is a really central thing to our relationship. My dad coaches my old high school team, and I help coach when I go back home. And he took over that position when I was in high school, just as an assistant coach, just chasing pucks, hanging out, and now he is the main coach for their JV team. He's not a very good hockey player, but that's for good reason. And I think it's the most admirable thing, one of the most admirable things I've learned from him. When my dad was 30 years old, he decided that he wanted to play ice hockey. Now, for any of you who have ever kind of watched it, especially outside of the television, it's not just a sport you pick up. It's not just a fun, you're not going to go play tennis on the week. It's not the same as playing like tennis on the weekend or something. Hockey is expensive, intimidating, and hard. You have to learn how to walk again, and then you have to learn how to run again, and then stop running so that you don't kill yourself. It's a lot of work. And my dad, in his ineffable cheeriness and his optimism and his happy outlook on life, picked up a bunch of skates, got his gear, showed up to an adult league, and started playing. He's been playing since then now, just past 50, and is rocking out and loving it. And I remember when I was a kid, it was always really funny because he played in the adult leagues, which always meant late. And sometimes I would wake up in the morning and my father would be like, have accumulated injuries from the night before. I remember I'd wake up sometimes and he'd have like a black eye, which was confusing when I went to bed and he was fine. The weirdest is when I woke up and he had broken, or shattered his ankle, really. He more shattered it. Got it stuck between the boards and the ice, her skate stuck between the boards and the ice and then turned. But his ankle didn't turn with him. And then proceeded to drive himself to the hospital. Because my father, while being the nicest person I know, is also the toughest person I know. And to be the kind of person who can pick up a brand new, difficult sport as an adult and love it, and then end up spending most of his time doing it, coaching girls and working with us, driving himself to the hospital, being tough enough to go through all these things, he is the perfect combination to me, as an example, of someone who is tough and who is strong, but someone who is also kind and can mix both those things, and they don't interfere with each other. And so whenever I think of sport, I always think of hockey, because most of the time I'm thinking about hockey. And whenever I think about hockey, I always think about my dad.
Thank you very much, Shelby. I have a story that's a birthday present too, but Chris, it's a private story, and I'll tell you later. That was the best response. Thank you.
That's it. Hey, I'm not going to touch your arm.
Damn it! I really wanted to get to third base tonight.
He's smiling.
Oh, thank you.
I am smiling.
Get a man on base.